This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Saturday morning to you. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blessingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Bringing it. Brought to you.
Oh. Is that a boomer sooner thing? Usually we get the boomer and then Waddle follows up with the sooner.
I just have a pouty lip when it comes to my sooners right now.
Oh, I better not bring that up.
All right.
Waddle's here for you. Taking phone calls on the board, 877-881-1053. You can also fan text us at 43733. And you can call AutoFlex. David, what are those numbers?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. And before we get started, just a question for the fans. In the last year, there's been a lot of talk about distracted driving. A lot.
Yes, especially on this show.
A lot.
Yeah. And we had a lot of people call in. Do you remember about a year ago, we did the story about they wanted to take people's cell phones away or to keep them from using them when they were driving and stuff. And there was a lot of feedback from people about they're not taking my cell phone.
And by golly.
It's mine. And
it'll
you know,
the last thing.
How much has your opinion changed in the last 12 months about distracted driving? That's the question for the fans because now they've got a figure of 3,100 people dying last year because of texting and driving.
Is that nationwide, statewide?
Nationwide.
Distracted driving.
Nationwide.
Wow. So have you been affected by
it? And that is what they've actually, there's been a law in place that would recognize that because in Texas right now, from a stateside viewpoint, there is no law against distracted driving or texting and driving.
But there are some city ordinances, like Arlington passed something recently.
There are, but my point being, if there's no law against it, the law enforcement officers don't make a note of it when someone dies in a wreck. They can't call it they broke the law because they didn't or they couldn't prove it. But they got 3,100 confirmed deaths last year from distracted driving. I just wonder how much everyone's opinion has changed about distracted driving, texting and driving in the last 12 months, because mine has. I was one of those, you're not getting my phone from me, guys. Now I'm, put your phone down. Don't do that.
That's right. Tammy taught us to keep it locked in the trunk if you're not using it.
Tammy is
so you're
the
not tempted.
Biggest.
He hates it when I ride with him. He's a big talker.
Uh-huh.
And he does agree, but he still gets weak.
Yeah, well, he sometimes picks up that if you're waiting on a phone call and it just happens to come in while you're driving, you have to do it. I will vouch for David, though. When we do our live spots during the week, if I ever call and he's on the cell phone, he always says, let me pull over, and that way I can talk to you. So that's good.
Right.
That is good.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
So if you've been affected by it, or if you have a story, or if your opinion has changed in the past year.
In the past year.
Maybe you used to text while driving, and now you refuse to do it. How did it change? What changed in your mind? 43733. Or 877-881-1053.
And if you're driving, don't text in until you pull over, please.
Right.
Yeah.
And don't forget, I have requested a dash cam for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Going to install it in my car if I get one. Santa.
I love this.
Pretty sure if I don't get one for Christmas, I'm buying one for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll just be interesting. Now, I do want to say, and you know, there's all kinds of road rage stories out there, but there was one recently, holiday road rage, man smashes woman's windshield. In a little drive-through fast food restaurant, she tooted her horn. She said she didn't give him the "I hate you" honk.
Oh, she did the double beep.
She did the
little
toot
beep. Yeah,
because they almost collided in the parking lot, which can happen.
So she was notifying him. Hey, I'm back here. Honk,
right,
honk.
Exactly.
And he bashed her windshield.
He got out, and if you read the story, she said his face turned into this monster, and he just started with his fist started beating on her windshield
and smashed her windshield with his hand.
Oh, my
smashed
gosh.
It. Now that's some rage.
Yes.
And that was parking lot rage, actually.
I hope he had bloody hands after that.
Well, here's the good one. So, of course, she gets out of there. She calls the police. They go in and give him his ticket for a misdemeanor. He's eating in the restaurant where he beat her windshield in the parking lot.
After he beat her windshield up, he went in for a meal. Can I have a big bite, please?
He was hungry.
Let me have a double Whopper, whatever.
Worked up an appetite. Don't use Whopper in that sentence. So he
here's
was just
the
in there eating with glass in his hands?
Oh, I don't.
Weird.
Well, you know, you don't get. The windshields have that protective kind of that special glass. But here's the bottom line. This world is cramped and crowded with crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what else? There are a lot of people under the influence of something.
Yes.
And you never know. Maybe that guy was under the influence of something besides rage. And who knows what had happened to him? Did his family leave him the night before? Yep. Did he lose his job? Who knows?
Did he have too many beers?
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Maybe
that was, you know, who knows?
Maybe he's bipolar.
It's kind of scary that
he forgot to take his medicine. No, I'm just saying, you never know.
I know it.
You never.
The world is crowded and crazy.
It is. So, and everyone's crazier than you think they are.
Here's the deal.
Good rule of thumb.
I'm getting my concealed handgun license.
Oh, good.
But the stuff that I read, the replies that I read.
Look at Waddle's eyes.
Well, no, I'm saying, I would just, what if you tooted your horn and some crazy person comes and tries to kill you? Would you not feel like that guy was trying to kill you right there if he was smashing
your windshield? I would be scared,
yeah. Windshield?
And how would you get out of it? Did he finally just stop, or did she honk the horn enough so somebody came and
grabbed him? No, he finally just stopped.
Wow.
Because he couldn't. And she backed up. She backed up and got away from him.
Yeah.
I'd have run that guy.
I might have had to run him over, too.
I'd have shot him through the door.
I would too.
I wouldn't have even opened the door. I'd have shot him through the door. Okay.
Wow.
Anyway, all right. Here we go. Here we go.
I had to mention.
I had a friend die a friend from school die while texting while driving. Mm. I don't text in the car at all, even if I'm not driving.
Wow.
Yeah.
That made an impact.
It is really unfortunate. Something almost has to happen directly to you. Really,
yes.
To impact you. I don't know why we can't just learn from other people.
I know, but that's with everything. I mean,
that is true.
It never happened to me.
Right. That's the mentality, and I'm guilty of it myself.
I have been too.
I'm not going to get fat when I eat that cheeseburger.
Right.
Okay. Another text. With my old dumb phone, I could text without looking at it. Now I have a smartphone. I don't even try looking at my phone. I may take a call on Bluetooth, though.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
I love my Bluetooth.
Speaking of Bluetooth, trade in your old dumb car for a new smart car with Bluetooth.
That's what
I did. Makes life easy. Yeah.
That's what I recently did.
Mm-hmm.
My little Acura, I'm going to sell her, finally. It is so cool when all of a sudden I'm driving and I hear the phone ring.
Yeah, the music cuts out.
The music cuts out. I'm like, oh, somebody wants to talk to me. And I can answer it just by pushing the little button on my steering wheel.
It's
great. No problem at all. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I'm with you on that.
But that's true. You could text without looking because you have these little buttons. But again, your brain, while you're concentrating on how many times you hit that A or the B or whatever to get the right letters, you're not thinking about what all's happening on the road.
Right.
Your attention is distracted. That's distracted driving.
Well, and we've discussed this before, but I've missed exits before because I was talking on Bluetooth.
Talking. Me too.
Yeah, because your brain only can focus so much on one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not focused on driving, if you're focused on talking, especially if somebody's just giving you something that was bad, good, exciting, interesting, whatever.
Right.
And you blow right past the exit, well, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, I've blown past an exit with a person in my car. My sister and I one time were going to a restaurant. And the funny thing is we made this loop like two times. We really felt
blonde.
We were talking, yada, 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 you know, and then we weren't paying attention again. Yeah.
That's funny.
So that was with somebody else in the car. That wasn't even on the phone.
Right.
So you really do have to pay attention. But if you're not paying attention, you don't see that kid that's up there playing in the yard with a soccer ball that they might kick it out in the street.
Yeah.
You don't see that dog that's running around, or you don't see that drunk guy 14 cars ahead that has changed lanes five times and he's kind of riding right there on the line. You need to watch what everybody else is doing so you can avoid them.
Right. It's good advice.
Okay.
Here's another phone fan text at 43733. I have trouble being distracted changing the channel on the radio, so I don't even try to text in the car.
Wise move.
The biggest problem nowadays is we have too many stations. I'm sorry, but so many options has turned me into a channel changer.
Yeah. It happens. I mean, because now you can listen to satellite, you can listen to your iPod, you can listen to podcasts, anything.
Anything. Back in the day, you had just a few options.
Right. All right, 877-881-1053. We're talking about distracted driving. Have your views on it changed in the past year? Let's check in with Kenan from Burleson. Hey, Kenan, welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I don't disagree with you on texting and driving, but I don't know that in fact, my opinion of that has changed over the last year because my wife kind of pointed out how dangerous it was, but I don't understand what the difference between having a conversation on a cell phone when driving and talking to your kids in the back seat or your wife next to you really is, especially if you have a Bluetooth. It doesn't seem like it would be any more dangerous than, should we just not talk more in the car?
No. Well, like I admitted, I was talking to my sister and we missed the exit. we made, you know, several rounds.
Part of it is if you have other eyes in the car, even if you're looking in the back seat to address the kids, if your wife is sitting in the front seat, she can go, hey, look out, or hit the brakes, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think his point's well taken, because really there's not a lot of difference. You're exactly right. You can become distracted no matter what you do. I think we lost him. I'm sorry.
Right.
But I think his point's well taken, that you can become distracted no matter what you're doing, unless you're looking at the road and your hands are at 10 and 2.
Right.
You know?
I still wonder what made these two little girls in my neighborhood run into a parked car on the street.
Oh.
Who wasn't looking? Neither one of them were paying attention, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure there was, maybe one was texting and the other one, they were probably both texting, the driver and the way people walk around nowadays.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Ran right into a parked car in the...
in the middle of the road.
Neighborhood.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and they could have... is easily run in front of a car. So, many GPS devices, this is a fan text, many GPS devices have Bluetooth built in for only $200.
Well, there's a deal. If you can't go for the brand new car, go for
get a GPS.
GPS, because that solves two problems. Never get lost and Bluetooth.
Right.
Except sometimes your GPS will get you lost. So you can't always depend on it to know.
It can
exactly.
get you into the general vicinity, though.
Yeah.
And then from there, call your friend and have them talk you in.
Yeah, pretty well in. All right, let's get into some stories, because there's some interesting stuff going on right now. One of the most interesting stories this past week has been the Chevrolet Volt battery fire issue.
They are having so many problems with that.
There's more news.
Yeah, here's the whole thing. Now it's come out that they knew about it last June. And they didn't say anything. In fact, not only did they know about it, but the National Highway and Traffic and Safety Administration knew about it. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. It's a General Motors car. Our government owns 30% of General Motors.
What?
They actually have to worry about General Motors stock going up to get paid back. And they control the National Highway and Traffic and Safety Administration. Hmm.
And the sales of the car in the beginning pretty weak to begin with, since it's such an expensive car. Not everybody's on board with the whole electric vehicle idea.
They planned on selling 10,000 this year, and they've sold somewhere around 6,000. And I'm not really sure how many of that 6,000 were institutional sales. I know that New York bought, you know, several hundred of them, and the federal government has bought a bunch of them, and I'm sure that the state of California has probably got a few. And people in California have bought a disproportionate amount of them, because they get to use the HOV lane if they're driving a pure electric now. It's a question of, did they in fact withhold this information because they were worried about the sale of the car? And listening to a lady named Joan Claybrook, who is a former administrator with the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, her opinion was that they believed that the fragility of the Volt sales, that's a quote, could have been the reason that the National Highway and Traffic and Safety Administration did not come out with this sooner than they did, and General Motors. So it went for months without being reported. Now, on the other side of the story, Ray LaHood, who's the secretary of the National Highway and Traffic and Safety Administration, said that's nonsense, that they often wait months before they release information on problems until they've determined exactly what the problem is. He went on to say they didn't know exactly where the fire came from. I would really think it was most important just to know that the car had burned to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But he went on to say that they didn't know where the car had come from, so they weren't real sure about bringing out the information and letting everyone know about it until they had localized it. Now, GM now has a fix for the car. They are going to improve the integrity of the battery container and the cooling system. And they also have a procedure, which is that you drain your battery if you've been in an accident. You drain the battery power system before you store the car anywhere. That's what's happening. When the battery casing is damaged, the car can break into flames, and it can happen up to 2 or 3 weeks later. The first fire was 3 weeks after the original accident.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Oh, shocking.
Yes.
I like that.
And they said something.
I like that a lot. The Volt.
Delayed reaction. Yeah. Shocking.
And they're supposed to drain the gas tank after they crash test
a car.
These vehicles.
But nobody thought about draining the battery after they crash tested this, too. That's another strange thing.
Why didn't they think of
draining
the power source?
All right, well, we got to take a quick break here, but the holidays are coming up, and we're going to tell you which holidays have the most car thefts occur. So stay tuned to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Autoflex
Lease, oh yeah. We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, me, Sybil, and Waddle here for you till 10 o'clock. 877-881-1053 is the phone number. You can also fan text us at 43733. You can call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972. Actually, they should call Autoflex.
Mm-hmm.
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. You know, the other thing is they can go to autoflex.com and look at all of our great pre-owned cars and the lease returns that we've got in right now right there at autoflex.com. Start the whole deal online at autoflex.com. You can do that in the comfort of your easy chair from home. And apply for a car, get a black book appraisal on your trade, all of that at autoflex.com.
And follow along with the stories we talk about right here on the show.
Exactly, by clicking on the Facebook link.
Okay.
Because these are all on Autoflex Facebook. If you like us, you can read all these great stories.
I traded my car into Autoflex, I guess, about 2 months ago now. It's probably already gone off the lot, right?
Long time ago.
Really?
Sure.
Good to hear. Okay.
We lease and sell so many used cars. The problem we have is just getting them processed and on the lot fast enough so that people can buy them. It's crazy how fast they go.
And many times they don't make it to the website or really sit out on the lot because a salesperson trades for it and he already has a customer in his database for that car.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts calling his customers right away and so does everybody else. So that car's sitting in the detail shop and five people are trying to sell it
at the same
to their
time.
Clients already called requesting them.
It's a real problem when you're managing that because they all think they have a right to the car and it's my customer and he's our old customer and he's gotten five cars from us and his wife wants that car and turns into a battle royal. But what happens though, what Tammy's saying is, some of those cars never even hit the you can't tell what we've got by looking at the website because a lot of them sell before we can even get pictures taken of them.
Call and put in your order so you can be that person that the guys call, or the girls, we have females too, that we call, so you can be the client that we call when we get that perfect car in, because we get these great cars that are low mileage and super clean. And
a lot of them are our leases. And so if somebody is looking for a three-year-old Honda CRV or a whatever it is, we can go back through our database and see how many of them we've got, and we can call somebody and say, hey, you want to trade your car, and I got a buyer for it. So if you call us and tell us what you want, we'll find it for you and get it in. We'll put them in a car and you in a car. We get two deals. You get the car you want.
There you have it.
It works.
And typically they're pretty nice cars. The thing, there's an upcoming story. We're going to talk about flood-damaged cars. And the biggest issue, I think, when people want to buy a pre-owned car is not really knowing what they're getting into because they don't know who took care of it.
Right.
How well they took care of it. I like that. Was it the VW commercial where the guy's like, take care of my car, you know, when the lady's about to lease it. My dad has said the same thing to me about my new car that I leased, my little Ford Edge. He said, you know, I'm going to want that. What's that residual value? I'm going to buy that at the end. I said, well, you might be battling me for it. Who knows? But it's nice to know who's been taking care of the car and that it has been cared for. So since we get all those lease returns in, you know that it's a one owner. You know what it's been through, and they can speak about the history of the car.
Okay, back to the fan text, because we've got some beauties here.
Yeah.
First of all, how about when women are putting on their makeup while driving?
I quit doing that.
Guilty.
How about? Yeah.
I quit doing that because I have to have a magnifying mirror to see anymore, so I can't do it in the car. So.
Well, I'm sure that they're paying attention to everything with their face plastered in the rearview mirror while they're putting on eyeliner.
Right. It's not the best way to put on makeup, but if you're in a hurry, sometimes you got to do it.
Okay. Another fan text. Almost every day, there's some jack wagon on his or her handheld phone slowing traffic on the freeway and weaving back and forth. Yes.
That's true.
Yes. And then finally, nobody drives at 10 and 2 anymore unless they're in driving school.
Sometimes I still do.
I do.
I find myself 10 and 2 every once in a while.
Kind of depends. Whenever I'm in unfamiliar territory, there's construction, it's nighttime.
Yes.
I'm having a little time.
Or if it's raining.
Issues with seeing and everything. That's when I get serious.
Yeah.
You know,
in unfamiliar
territory, that's when we get the most serious about our driving. I think when we're the most comfortable, it's in our hood. We know where we're going. We know all the turns. And We kind of know the traffic flow.
Right.
We know where it gets clogged up, so we know how to kind of buzz around certain areas. That's where we're the most comfortable. When we get in those unfamiliar territories, right, that's where we become safer drivers,
and
I think.
10 and 2 is probably better than 4 and 8, which is where your knees are while you're eating the hamburger, reading the newspaper,
or putting on
and
your
smoking
makeup.
A cigarette.
Yes.
Okay?
Exactly.
Everybody's driving at 4 and 8. Let's hear it for 4 and 8.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, 'tis the season to be carjacking?
Yeah, pretty well.
Well, not carjacking.
Car stealing.
Car stealing.
There are better times to steal cars than others. In fact, if you look at the statistics, one of the biggest car theft days is coming up.
Yep.
The day that more cars are stolen than any other day is?
Hangover Day.
New Year's Day.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. More cars stolen
New
on New Year's Day.
Well, they're
reported stolen. See, I told David, I think probably 30% of those are cars that were towed.
Yes.
Because I don't remember.
Remember where they parked
it. Right. They parked it.
Stayed the night where
they
were partying.
Or they parked in the wrong
partying.
Place. Yes. And they can't find their car, so they report it stolen.
Like all those poor people at the football playoff game last night. Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
What happened?
These people, the Tyler football playoff game, they went over and somebody waved them into the Walmart parking lot. They came out.
All their cars were towed.
Oh, no. Someone was posing as a parking lot attendant?
Well, that's what they're saying, that somebody in an official-looking vest.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a feeling it was probably. Mm.
Do you think it was somebody from the tow company?
Inside job.
Who would stand to benefit?
Who knows?
There have been, I'm not going to accuse them because, of course, I don't know them, but there have been plenty of stories saying that those signs that they post, they're not very well. Those are kind of hidden over in the trees. It's not real obvious, but I don't know what part of parking at Walmart when you're going to an event at the stadium
seems okay.
When there's lots of parking over, I don't know.
Okay, anyway,
didn't make sense, but.
Looking at it, in case most of those cars aren't stolen, that they're misplaced or they've been towed, then the next best day to get your car stolen is Memorial Day. How about that? And then Halloween, Labor Day.
I would have guessed Halloween because it's kind of dark and eerie and people are out doing things kind of up to no good. You know, it's the one night you can get away with being naughty. So I think maybe Halloween.
Get away.
Wait a minute. What do you do on Halloween?
What are you doing?
People vandalize. They go out and they egg houses.
That wasn't what I was thinking.
Now, wait a minute. That's never been a part of my Halloween.
No.
When I was a kid, we used to toilet paper our friends' houses. And so I can see why.
On Halloween?
Yeah.
Oh, we just did it on random Saturday nights. But that was not vandal. I mean, we also had to go back and clean it up when we got caught.
Right.
One of our neighbors got caught.
In that act?
Oh, they had taken the kids and put them in the car and run them to the other friend's house, and they were parked out there, and the kids were wrapping the house, and
oh no,
a police car pulled up.
Ooh,
I told them not to do that. It didn't work.
The adults
he didn't
were
go
with
for it.
Them?
Oh yeah, they took them.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay,
didn't
now
work.
That's interesting.
Okay, so anyway, down the list: Halloween, Labor Day, New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, number 6. Independence Day, number 7, President's Day, Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving. And finally, the number 11th best day to get your car stolen is Christmas Day. I would think the day after
11th.
Christmas. Yeah, the day after Christmas.
The day after.
That's just awful. If you're stealing cars or robbing people on Christmas Day.
Okay. Fantext. Tammy, how good is the Ford Edge? How good's the mileage?
You know what? I didn't actually track. I've only used one tank of gas. I don't drive very many miles. I've had it for about a month and a half. I've used one and three quarters tank. So I'll tell you what it is the next. I'll look at my mileage because I did push the reset button.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll tell you when I fill up again.
Do you like the car?
Oh, I love it. We've totally bonded. I found the horn. But now after this road rage story, I'm not going to use her.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's really mandatory. I mean, that's kind of scary. No, I really, really like it. Ford has a couple of issues with that MySync, the MyTouch, the sync system.
Right.
Still love it. Even it works most of the time, you know, and they are doing an update that should come out pretty soon. So I will say, you know, they've had a little bit of bad press, but it's not the end of the world.
When
it works
you
most
do
of the time.
Get the update, is it something that they're going to kind of do automatically via satellite or do you have to go in? Well, or?
They're actually going to mail out.
Flash drive.
Little flash drives.
Yes, okay.
That have the fix
I remember
on
talking
there.
About this
and
now.
Then you can just plug it into your, because the car has a USB port.
So easy. like
Isn't
it.
That crazy?
And yeah. It seems
they send the fix to you on a flash drive? That's crazy.
Yeah. It's great. And the issues with my car seem to be more often when it's really, really cold and I've parked out in the cold.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm. That is weird. Mm-hmm. All right, we got to take a quick break, but stay tuned. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. AutoFlex
Lease, oh yeah. Brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, me, Sybil, and Waddle. 877-881-1053. You can also fan text us at 43733, and you should call AutoFlex. What are those numbers?
That's right. Either 817 or 9. Only if you need a great deal on a car.
Right.
817 or 972-234-1234. AutoFlex.com on the World Wide Web. And nobody ever says that anymore, do they? No, World Wide Web. Mm-mm. No, they don't. AutoFlex.com.
Just you, Dave.
Yeah. And if you go to AutoFlex.com, you can apply for a car online. You can get a Blue Book appraisal on your car, which is really, really nice. Or you can see all our great pre-owned cars right there or follow us on Facebook.
And remember that AutoFlex is also an official Toys for Tots drop-off
site.
Oh, yes. And so, we're filling up boxes. So that's great.
2000 West I-20. Is our Arlington location, mm-hmm. very close to the Parks Mall. It's right off of I-20 between Bowen and Cooper, and 558 South Central Expressway in Richardson. It's on the southbound side of 75. Very easy to drop by either location. You can see some cars and do some good for needy
exactly,
kiddos.
Exactly. Okay, a couple more fan texts. New Year's Eve amateur night. That's the one night a year when all the idiots go out drinking and the professional drinkers stay home.
Professional drinkers.
We were talking about
how do you get paid for that? I never knew that.
Yeah, that's a good okay. one. And we were talking about New Year's Eve being the most common night to have your car stolen.
Or lost.
Most common holiday. Yeah.
Okay, another
New
fan
Year's
text.
Day. It's New Year's Day.
Oh. New Year's Day, yeah. Mm-hmm. Another fan text. I have an 09 Ford Taurus Limited. Does that sync update apply to my vehicle? Yes, in fact, it does. The flash drive will be delivered by the Easter Bunny. Sure it does.
No. Actually, I don't have any idea what's going on with theirs.
They don't have, a sync system.
They don't have sync.
Not in an 09 Taurus.
It was new in 11, right? 2011?
Well, the one they're using now is a new one. Yeah.
Oh, this is a whole new My Touch.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about the 09 Taurus, actually. By the way, that's a great car. I love the 09 Taurus.
We know lots of things, but we don't know that.
Yeah.
Got it.
We can find out.
Okay. This came out from our good friends at Kelley Blue Book, and this is a buying tip. If you're in the market for a used car, don't wait. If you wait until next year, you've waited too long. And here's how it works. Supply and demand. In 2008, 2009, they weren't selling as many cars. They certainly weren't leasing as many cars. I can testify to that. And so we have less used cars right now than we would normally have. And so it's created some demand in the market. Now, the other side of that deal is, at this time of year, dealers try to empty their used car lots because they don't want to pay taxes on those cars. So they are pushing cars through to the auction for the next week or so, which means that there's actually going to be a bit of a shortage on used cars eventually. But that is going to get worse as we go into the first of next year. So right now, it's not a bad time to buy a used car. It's a very good time. If you wait until after the first of the year, that supply is going to go way down because dealers are going to be stocking their lots again, mm-hmm. which pushes the price of those used cars up again. It happens all over the country. This is nothing new. It happens every year. If you're going to buy a used car, do it before the first of the year. You'll pay between 4 and 6% more after January 1.
Wow.
And that's a real number. So what does that mean to you? You know, that could cost you an extra $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're thinking about a used car, get it before the first of the year. And AutoFlex is a great place to get it, too. I'll mention that.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, those prices will go up after the first of the year because everybody's going to restock their lots. And there's going to be the first quarter of next year, there'll be a shortage of used cars.
We have a text from a listener. Dave, hey guys, I have bad credit. What are the chances of me being able to get a vehicle at an affordable price? And what kind of upfront money does leasing require?
Okay.
Two things. Well, there's a couple of sides there. We do have an option for bad credit. We have special finance, AutoFlex 2. We don't just lease vehicles. We finance them. Depending on how bad your credit is, you may or may not qualify. for leasing, because it does take a little bit better credit to lease, but we do have some flexibility there. So there's no way to guarantee that. The nice thing about leasing is you don't necessarily have to put any money up front. It all depends upon what kind of payment you want on the vehicle that you're going for. Most people will pay just their first payment up front, or their fees, you know, their first payment, registration fees, and sales tax.
Here's the other thing. Now, we did actually do a lease yesterday for someone that had a bankruptcy that was 3 years old.
Right. The bad credit depends on what kind of bad credit it is.
This bankruptcy person, the person that had the bankruptcy, had never let their car payment get behind during the bankruptcy. They'd never let their house payment get behind during the bankruptcy. They had gone through the bankruptcy. It had finalized, I think, 3 years ago, and they had some reestablished credit. So it's according to your personal situation. Like Tammy said, everybody's different.
There's no two exactly the same bad credits.
The one thing I can tell you, though, is that we will be able to help you no matter where you fit in there. Mm-hmm. Because we have the ability to help everyone from the very worst credit to the very best credit with either a lease or a purchase.
So what I would suggest is give one of our offices a call. 817 or 972-234-1234. You can start the process on the phone. That's the really nice thing. A lot of the people that I've run into or talked to on the phone, the biggest issue is whenever you've had those credit issues and you've had some rejection already, it's deflating.
Right.
You know, and you don't even want to go into a place and you feel vulnerable and it's frustrating. So don't even put yourself through that. Pick up the phone and get it started that way. We can start the process so easily, do your credit application, start looking at different car options and get you qualified, have you come in and then give you a selection of vehicles to choose from, show you what your options are instead of you going and trying all these different things and wasting 2 months of Saturdays, you know, beating your head against a wall and getting nowhere. And that's very defeating. And we've run across that over and over again. So I, not to, you know, toot our horn, but that's what we're here is to toot our horn. We have a lot of repeat clients over the years. I mean, I have clients that call over and over and over again because it's easy.
I can attest to that.
Yeah.
It was very easy.
We do try to take the little bit, the hassle, and I'm not running anybody else down, but it can be a hassle just to shop for a new dress, right? Trying to find that right dress. Can you imagine trying to get the best deal on a vehicle, and if you have, and if you don't walk in with a 750 credit score, you've got those issues. Then you have other things to overcome. You don't, you just don't feel as comfortable. So make it simple.
There are places that won't be able to help you.
Well, true. Plenty of places don't have the flexibility we have.
Exactly. So you could go to eight or nine people, deal with eight or nine strangers, only to be told we can't help you. And that would be terribly frustrating. So if you call Autoflex 2, I can guarantee we can help you. Now, I don't know your personal situation, so I don't know to what extent we can help you, but I know we can help you and we can get you into a car.
And we want to, definitely. I actually have a client that's been leasing from me since the 90s, leasing and buying, actually. And this particular client went through a divorce and some different, some job changes. And so the credit went from stellar credit to not so much. So they went from being able to lease. They couldn't lease when their credit went downhill, but they could still purchase because we still had banks that would, they didn't ever repo. And then worked on the credit. You know, I said, you need to do this, this, and that. You're going to have to get all this stuff straightened out. And over time, but my client did all of that. And last year bought another car from me and then traded that one for another lease this year because credit score has come up another 100 points.
Nice.
Now they're back up into the mid 700s and can lease again.
Perfect.
Well, I mean, they could lease with a lower score, but I mean, she's going into the car she wants.
So you rebuild your credit and you get new wheels.
Well, you know, we can guide you through all that.
I like it.
You know, you're because we deal with every make and model, every brand. We're not married to a brand, so we're married to our client. We want the best for you guys, so we'll give you the best advice that'll help you, in hopes that you know you'll kind of stick with us through the years.
This is true. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I'm done.
Back to news. Subaru. Interesting thing with Subaru. They've got three 2012 models that they stopped selling for a little while. The Impreza, the Legacy, and the Outback. They had some problems with the braking on the car, which is serious stuff.
Right.
And the problem was that there was too much travel in the brake pedal. In other words, the brake pedal went down way too far, it felt like, before the car started to stop. Turns out it was a master cylinder problem with the brakes on the car. and they flat stopped selling them. They didn't let anybody buy one. They stopped the lines. They found out what the problem was, and they fixed it. Now, the interesting part of the story is Toyota owns 20% of Subaru. They knew what happened when they had a problem the last time, and they got in front of this deal and said, we're going to handle it. We're going to publicize it. We're going to let everyone know what's going on. We're going to get the cars that we have sold, and they'd already sold, I think, 3,000 of them. We're going to get all those back in right away. We're going to get them all fixed before we build any more cars. Great yep. example of the difference in what you learn. I mean, mm-hmm. you learn.
You learn from
Toyota
mistakes.
Learned. They own 20% of Subaru. They helped Subaru work through this deal. These cars were all built, or most of them were built in Alabama at the plant out there. Some of them were built in Japan. Same supplier on the brake cylinder. So that was the common factor in there. They got them all fixed, and they're rolling again.
So the bottom line is tell your bad stuff before somebody tells it for you.
good story. That's true.
Uh-huh.
Get it on out there.
I like it.
Finally, Saab.
Because then it's not news if you say it.
Saab. Right. Saab is near the end of the road.
I am just tired of hearing about it.
Does anybody remember Saturday Night Live where General Francisco Franco was still dead for about 2 years? They would go on, Chevy Chase would come on, and he'd say, reporting, General Francisco Franco is still dead. Well, Saab, I think, is probably almost dead now. They had another opportunity to sell to a Chinese bank, and GM is not allowing that sale to go through. And with good reason, GM is worried about the technology that they've put into Saab and that technology being transferred over to the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
So they have prevented the sale, and that's pretty well the nail in the coffin for Saab. They're not able to pay all their people. They're not able to pay their suppliers. They still have employees working for them. They've got
they're trying to figure out how to pay
them. How to pay them. 50 people in their North American headquarters are still there. But I think probably within the next week or two, we will see the demise of Saab.
We're hiring salespeople. So if y'all want to come on down.
There you go. All right, we got to take a quick break.
Texas.
Up next, we will finally get into our Kelley Blue Book 2012 Best Resale Value Winners. So stay tuned for more Saturday Test Drive
brought to you
by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. 877-881-1053 is the number if you have a question. Now is the time to call. Get yourself some free advice from our experts, David Blassingham and Tammy Pickard. You can also fan text us at 43733. And you can and should call Autoflex if you're in the market for a new car. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. Autoflex.com. You can go to the website and do everything there.
Yeah, yes. don't say shoulda, coulda, woulda.
No.
Right.
Okay.
Don't be disappointed and mm-hmm. not do it.
Okay. Fan text. My car was totaled in a fire, and I have $3,700 to buy a used car. Do you have anything in that price range? Pretty limited.
I don't know.
At $3,700, because that's mm-hmm. that's really not much money for a whole car. My suggestion would be...
A whole car.
Yeah. You could maybe get part of a car for that. My suggestion would be to see what we do have and see what we can do with the $3,700, because you could certainly put that toward a car and make a reasonable purchase with that. The other thing is, if you go out onto the market to individuals and try to buy a car for anywhere around that kind of money, you have to be unbelievably careful, because you're going to find cars that have been salvaged,
mm-hmm.
they've been wrecked, they've been flooded, they've been all kinds of stuff, and you're not going to get a guarantee of any kind, and it's just a recipe for disaster.
Mm-hmm. However, if you have a limited income and you just don't have the ability to make the payments, then they do have that limitation. But still call the office, because the thing is, we do get some trades that are kind of decent, that are inexpensive, but they don't last a minute.
No, they're gone
instantly.
Because
everybody's looking for a car in that price range.
Yeah.
So if you need the car, go ahead and call the office, 817 or 972-234-1234. Tell them what you're looking for. Tell them how much you want to spend, and then they can call you as soon as something comes in. You know?
Easy enough.
That's the best advice I can give you. And then if you do have a trusted mechanic, take any car that you're going to buy used. And whether it's a $3,700 car or a $37,000 car, take it to your trusted technician and get it checked out, because they can tell you if it's been flood damaged, et cetera. We're going to go into this.
Yeah, let's talk about that now, mm-hmm. because flood damaged cars are a huge problem because there are literally thousands and thousands of them.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, but I mean, there was 100,000 from Ike alone.
Right. And it's not just hurricanes. You know, we had flooding in the Midwest.
Oh, yeah.
There's been flooding all over. I mean, people flood their cars right here in Dallas whenever it...
Exactly.
They show you on the news. You're like, okay, don't buy that white Sebring that just drove through that 3 feet of water there. Okay, let's remember.
Yeah. You wonder why the electronics start to go out after you've had it 6 months. Well, here's the thing. Anybody can end up with a flood-damaged car.
Easy for you to say.
It is. And some of them are not marked clearly on their titling. So, but you can, in fact, do some things when you're looking at a used car to ensure that it has not been flood damaged. I think first thing, and this is the easiest thing to do, is check the trunk, check the glove compartment, check the dashboard, look under the seats, and look for signs
silt.
Of water, silt, you know.
Silt is that really fine dirt that's left. You know, when the flood comes in, the floodwaters come in, they bring in all the dirt. When they recede,
right,
it's left this dark, very fine, silty dirt. And that'll be there. Also, wires up under the dash. Bend the wires. If they crack, then they've probably dried out after they were wet. They should be flexible. Wiring,
exactly.
You know, the coating, the plastic coating around wiring.
Exactly.
Look for rust around
anywhere.
Screws,
yeah.
Anywhere.
Especially inside the car, inside the cabin of the car. Look for rust around the seat tracks, on the bolts down there. Look for rust up under the dashboard on any metal that you can see. It should not have rust on it. It's never supposed to get wet.
And hopefully you've got a good sniffer. And if you don't take one in, give it a good, take a big deep breath and try to smell for mold and mildew.
Yeah, because they smell musty sometimes. Or the other thing is discolored carpet.
Or
a lot
loose
of times,
carpet.
Exactly, because if they have replaced the carpet in the car, it won't fit like the factory carpet did, so it'll be loose.
Mm-hmm. Especially, and most of these cars are probably not going to be on the brand new cars. These are going to be a little bit older.
Here's the other big key. Turn the key on. Don't start the car. Turn the key on.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that your accessory light, your warning light, your gauge lights, the airbag light, the ABS light, make sure they all come on when you turn that key on before you start the car. If they don't, it's a darn good hint.
And then check all the electrical things several times. Check the air conditioner, the power locks, the power windows, the radio, all the electrical stuff. Don't just turn them on once. Do it several times.
Exactly. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is get a car history report. Every car that we sell, we provide a history report with that. Now, we use a company called AutoCheck. There are several companies out there. We found that AutoCheck tended to be the most comprehensive, especially for major damage, accidents, and that kind of thing in flood.
But even we have to be careful. We look over the cars completely.
Anytime we bring a car in from, and that's what the story I was going to tell. I looked at a Maserati for a customer. It was a one-year-old Maserati. He wanted to buy this car, so I brought it in and I looked at it. This car had been hit everywhere it could be hit. All the panels had been repainted.
In that Japan, that pileup?
No, no. It was somebody just wrecked the heck out of it over here. It was an $80,000 car. It was a pre-owned car, $80,000 car that was not worth driving.
Oh.
And so you just don't know. I mean, if it's a pickup or if it's a Maserati, any of those cars could have had prior damage. So, and that car had a clean car history report. So that's the final thing. Get someone to look at the car. It cost you $100 to have a service come out, use property damage appraisers, Crawford & Company, Lemon Busters, have them come out, look at the car, and check it over, because they will be able to tell you things that you need to know. And it's certainly worth $100 to save making a huge mistake.
Because mm-hmm. these flood-damaged cars, what happens is they move them from one state to the next, and then that cleans off the title. And if they sell it fast enough, that flood damage information doesn't catch up to the car before an unsuspecting consumer buys it.
And there are states that do not have a comprehensive salvage title reporting system. Alabama comes to mind.
Mm.
They don't have one. So a lot of times they'll take one of these cars that was flooded in Texas
Alabama,
or Florida
even.
Or wherever, and they'll move it through Alabama and they'll get a fresh title on the car.
Mm-hmm.
The thing to look for is a car that is moved between two or three states in a 30 or 45 day period.
Really,
there's no reason for a car to have done that unless they're trying to get a clear title on the car and it's got a branded or a salvaged title. So you have to be very. Now, Texas titles, we report the heck out of them here, mm-hmm. and you can't beat that deal. But a lot of them don't come through Texas. Mm-hmm. They end up here.
Wow.
With fresh titles. Yeah, it's scary.
It's good to look into it.
Here's a good text. I've been out of college a few years, basically have very little credit besides my student loans. I purchased my first car a year and a half ago at 12% and was wondering if I should refinance. And if I should refinance, where should I go, to my personal bank or credit union? Yes, if you have if you've established some credit and you've been in your car a year and a half, I bet you could refinance the car. And I would talk to you, your bank and the credit union, and see who's going to give you the best deal.
And then call us, because we've got refinance rates as low, I think this weekend, 1.79. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. So you can certainly do that.
Trade it in for something else at that kind of a rate.
You can. another fan text. Can you guys get me a used Honda S2000 for under $10,000?
I have no idea.
I have no idea either. Yeah.
But you know what? If you call 817-234-1234, that's our Arlington office, and he's in Weatherford.
Right.
Call them, and they'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Do they still make cars that have normal cheap keys?
Just the valet key is the normal cheap key.
I don't think they make any more of them without smart keys, do they?
Yeah.
Honda still does,
yeah,
don't they?
You can still get a Honda.
I think you
got
to pay $125 to get a key for a car.
No, but you can. No, that's only if you want the keyless entry that has the trunk opener and stuff. No, the lower trim levels have the regular keys, yes.
Okay.
All right.
And you can always get a little valet key made for those standard cars that have a. If the car doesn't have a little thing that you can stick it in, no, you can't.
Mm-hmm. No ignition. All right, that about wraps up the time we have here today. But if you want to follow along with anything we talked about on the show, you can do that, autoflex.com. Click on the Facebook page, just like us, and you can read all the stories right there. You can also call Autoflex, 817 or 972-234-1234. And again, the address is if you want to donate Toys for Tots and maybe go for a test drive. What are those addresses?
It's going to be 2000 West I-20 in Arlington, or 558 South Central Expressway in Richardson. And you can deliver your Toys for Tots right there, and we'll be glad to get those to the United States Marine Corps Reserve.
Indeed. Thanks to Waddle on the board. We'll see you back here next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. For David Blessingame and Tammy Pickard, my name is Sybil. We'll see you back here for the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. Get down the stairs.